We left Sonny and Buddy in a very bad situation. The truck had run out of oil, and Doc and the sheriff had left in search of a filling station. Charcoal and Buddy have remained in the house car, while Sonny and Buddy wandered out into the desert to play on the sand dunes. But they failed to notice the sandstorm blowing up. In a few moments, they had lost their sense of direction. Their eyes were filled with sand, and our little adventurers were lost on the desert. Tonight, we find them hardly able to see or talk, fighting their way blindly through the raging sandstorm.
Buddy, we've got to keep moving. If we stop, the sand will cover us and we'll never get back.
Maybe the wind will stop in a little while and we can see the house car. I'm going to lie down, Sonny. My legs ache so badly, I can't stand up any longer.
No, you mustn't lie down, Buddy. No, let's keep going this way. Maybe we'll come to the highway. Listen, do you hear anything?
Nothing but the wind. I guess my ears are too full of sand. Wait, yes, I do. It's
the Calliope. They're playing it for us. Listen, the music's coming from this direction.
Yeah, but we've been going the wrong way. The house car's behind us.
Gee, I wish I had a drink of water. My throat's so sore.
Can you keep your eyes open, Sonny?
No. They're too full of sand. I don't feel like I'll ever be able to open them again.
Well, we can't get hurt because there are no holes to fall in and no trees to run into. We're going in the right direction, Sonny. The music's getting nearer.
Yeah.
Somebody's calling us.
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh. It's Charcoal.
Here we are, Charcoal. We'll never be able to hear us, Sonny. We'll have to try to follow the sound of his voice.
He's ahead of us, Buddy. Let's keep going straight. He'll find us.
We can't be far from the house car, Sonny. The Calliope sounds like it's just a few yards away from us.
Yeah. Oh, I hope it isn't far. I can't hold out much longer.
There you is. Praise the Lord, I found you all.
Come and get us, Charcoal.
How come you can't see me? Yeah, our ears right in front of you.
We can't open our eyes, Jocko. They're filled up with sand.
Oh, Lord, I must see you poor children. Yeah, let me get you up in my arms and coat you back.
How far is the house car, Jocko?
Right over there. Ain't more than 50 yards. Look yonder. There comes Miss Betty and Mr. Doc.
Look at our dad.
Jocko. Why are you carrying the boy?
They're not hurt, are they? What's the matter with your eyes?
These are all right, Miss Betty. The eyes are just filled with sand. Well, Betty, you better run in the house car and have some warm water ready to bathe their eyes.
All right, Dad.
Here, Charcoal, let me take one of the boys. Are you all right, Buddy?
Yeah, I'll be okay, Dad.
Well, you found me. Are they all right, Doc? Yes, Sheriff, they're okay. Just worn out from their experience. Barry, as soon as you put Sonny on his bunk, Charcoal, you get started. Let's get out of this desert. I already put the oil in the truck, and Butt and Air broke my back with their shovel of trying to dig this truck in the house jar out in the sand.
Give me a drink of water first, will you, Charcoal?
Yeah, me too. My mouth feels like it's just full of sand.
All right, Dad. I have the warm water ready. Just put them down and I'll bathe their eyes.
Mother Sheriff, I can't drive this truck when I can't even see the road. Everything is covered with sand. Ed, you just have to let the telephone poles guide you, Charcoal. But you better not run off the pavement. If you ever get two wheels off the highway and buried in that sand, you'll sure be stuck. I don't know if I can stay on the road just by watching the telephone poles or not, but I'll try. I sure want to get out of this desert country. Here, give me a chance to get old Tula started. Don't leave me out here all by myself.
All right, Charcoal.
Here, Miss Betty, What's the next town we're stopping in?
El Centro.
The next day we find our adventurers in El Centro, California, taking plenty of outdoor exercise. Breathing plenty of fresh air and eating the proper food has been of great benefit to Sonny and Buddy. And a little thing like a sandstorm on the desert is quickly forgotten. Now we find Doc telling the people of El Centro...
And we have traveled across the entire country to bring you this opportunity to buy a bottle of Dr. Legree's Tonic and Tona to guard against the winter winds and bring the warm glow of health to your cheeks on frosty mornings.
Perhaps you boys had better rest tonight and not try to sing.
Why not, Betty?
Well, aren't your throats terribly sore from your experience in the sandstorm?
Mine isn't. I feel swell.
So do I.
And now, although my two little mystery men, Rastus and Sambo, have had a terrible experience with the desert sandstorm, they insist upon doing their share to entertain you. So bring them out, Betty. Bring them out.
And Sambo, is you sure you feel like singing tonight?
Boy, does I feel like it. Just listen to this. Boy, I could sing an A flat.
A flat, man, you couldn't even sing an A tenth, much less A flat.
Well, Sambo will prove how well he feels as he sings Underneath the Arches.
Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches, on cobblestones I lay. Every night you'll find me, tired out and worn. Happy when the daylight comes creeping, heralding the dawn. Sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fine. Trains rattling all the time. Favorite is my pillow, no matter where I stray. Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away.
Today, is that right?
Yeah, and it was a very unbearing situation they put me in. You know, I was standing down on the street when along come a streetcar and cut off a little dog's tail.
Cut it clean off?
Yeah. Well, sir, I run in a drugstore and I got some glue and was trying to stick the little dog's tail back on when the police wanted to arrest me.
Wanted to arrest you? What for?
For retailing dogs without a license.
Oh, you crazy devil.
Say, Rather, boy, what become of that little stub-tailed dog what you had?
Oh, he died.
You don't know.
Uh-huh.
What did you die of?
He died of a Tuesday.
No. I mean, how did the dog die?
He died on his back.
Oh, no, Rastus. How did the dog meet his death?
Oh, he didn't meet it. His death overtook him.
What I'd like to know, Rastus, is what was the complaint?
Oh, there wasn't no complaint. I guess everybody was satisfied.
Boy, Rastus, I hate to lose my distemper with you, but boy, you better answer my question. You say the dog is dead. Well, how did it occur?
Oh, that dog wasn't no cur, neither. He was a good dog. Better than that when you give that sweetheart of yours on her birthday.
Yeah, but boy, my gal is crazy about that dog. You know something, Rastus? Every time I want to make love to my gal, she makes me love that dog.
And does you do it?
Does I do it? Boy, I love that dog so much that I've got to chasing cats and eating dog biscuits.
Yes, and what did she name the dog?
Kodak.
Kodak? Well, how come she named the dog Kodak?
Because he snaps at everybody he sees.
Well, you know, Sambo, it's an old saying that every little doggy has his day.
Yeah, that's right.
every little dog you have his day. Right now you're having everything your way. You're having your fun, but my time will come. 'Cause every little dog he has his day. Every little sinner has to pay. You're gonna pay for treating me this way. You're laughing at me, but wait and you'll see that every little dog he has his day. You'll wanna come back, you'll wanna come back. You'll come running round and try to patch things off. You're gonna come back, you're gonna come back. Sitting up begging like a pup. Baby, just remember what I say. You'll sure regret you ever ran away. I'm warning you now, you'll be howling and howl. 'Cause every little doggy has his day, yeah.
Now, you boys hurry and get ready for bed. This may be the last night you'll sleep in the old house car.
Is it sure enough, Betty? You think we'll go to the ranch tomorrow?
Say, Betty, tell us something about the ranch. What's it like?
How far is it from town, Betty? How many horses are on the ranch?
Now, you boys get to bed. Tomorrow I'll tell you everything you want to know.
Oh,
hey, Miss Betty! Sonny! Come out here quick!
Oh, it's the sheriff. Come on, let's see what's the trouble.
What is it, Sheriff? What's the... Well, for the love of Mike, look!
Well, how do you like it?
A brand new car. Where'd you get it, Sheriff?
Well, Doctor got it for me this afternoon. It's a coupe.
Coupe, Sheriff, not coupe.
And looky here, the back of it opens and shuts. It's a grumble seat.
Now, you've got it wrong again, Sheriff. Rumble seat, not grumble.
There sure is a humdinger. Yeah. Got elbow action wheels, no draft in the ventilators, 6 wheels, but they say it's only got 4 wheel brakes. And look at here. I won't have no trouble of cranking this here car. It's got a self-commencer on it.
A self-commencer?
He means a self-starter.
Oh, a commencer.
Now, watch her, boys. Coach, I ain't used to driving with this here kind of gears what you work with your hands and... When I take my foot off this here clutch, it'll...
Sheriff!
Hey, turn it the other way. It's headed for that telephone pole.
Put on your brakes, Sheriff. Stop it. Stop it.
Hey, stop it. Oh! Look what the sheriff's done to his brand new car.
Sheriff Ebenezer Velvet Bottom may be a great manhunter, but he is certainly the wrong man to drive a brand new automobile. Attention, boys and girls. Our next episode is the last one in the adventures of Sonny and Buddy. Be sure to tune in to Chapter 100 as our two little heroes say goodbye to all their friends and listeners.